This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A review by the Reserve Bank has recommended an end to debit and credit card surcharges in Australia. The central bank has recommended the fees be scrapped on EFTPOS, MasterCard, and Visa transactions, as they don't help people make more efficient payment choices. The changes would fall under the central bank's existing powers and would not require legislation to take effect. The commencement date for the changes is July next year, following a period of consultation. Experts are warning young adults and parents of young children to be aware of early symptoms of meningococcal disease as Australia enters its peak season. Symptoms include fever, headache, stiff neck, and a rash of red or purple spots or bruises that don't fade when pressed. Doctors say 56 cases have already been reported this year, 18 in New South Wales, prompting a national campaign to raise awareness of the disease. Karen Quick, the CEO of Meningitis Centre Australia, says early detection is crucial.
It's really important as parents that we are aware of all the signs and symptoms. We trust our instincts and we get help straight away. Go straight to the hospital, straight to your doctor, and ask the question, could it be meningococcal?
Western Sydney University says it will use a grant from the Gates Foundation to research how health professionals can improve their understanding of heavy menstrual bleeding and related health issues. HMB is one of the most underdiagnosed reproductive health conditions globally, with estimates suggesting it affects up to 1 in 4 women. It is frequently associated with treatable underlying conditions and can impose serious physical, emotional, and social burdens. In cricket, Mitchell Starc has produced one of the all-time great opening spells, and Scott Boland took a hat-trick as Australia bowled West Indies out for 27 to win the third test. On a historic day in Jamaica, Australia's quicks helped to deliver a 176-run victory and claim a 3-0 series sweep in the fight for the Frank Worrell Trophy. Starc told ESPN he is proud to have contributed to the team's overall result.
We obviously saw last night the conditions with a hard newish pink ball under lights is pretty difficult, so we didn't think it'd happen as quickly today until the sun went down a bit, but whether it was the wind, it was pretty blustery today, a bit strong, but I think our bowling tack's been pretty on the money throughout the series, and today was another case of that.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.